10 years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Copeland.
It was really nice of you to pretend that you liked football or knew anything about football, but you don't.
When you probably should be sleeping, that's when Walter comes creeping. Just turn off the light, 'cause it's Sterling every damn night. If you hear a bunch of complaining and a lot of mansplaining, your dial is set right. It's Sterling every damn night.
Live from America's Laundry Room, it's Sterling every damn Sunday. There you and I are. Driving back from the weekend with relatives and friends that you really don't like, your spouse's friends. I don't care if you're the wife or the husband. Usually, you're roped into going to see people you don't like, but they're your wife's friends, your spouse's friends. And this is never how we planned to spend the weekend. That was not our fantasy, was it? And then, I don't know about you, but I have to spend all my time competing with my bride for her time, not with the kids. I don't even know if she knows she has kids. It's with the cell phone.
Cell phone has cost me.
It's in her cell phone. I can show it.
It's cost me more amazing time with my wife than anybody or anything.
It's in a joint.
I can't be the only husband who basically is a distant second to his wife's cell phone. All right, I'm going to go to the airport now where her and I won't have a single discussion because she'll be on her phone.
What she does, what my wife does, it's even worse than just being on the cell phone. She wears those stupid ear pods. Now, I'm a broadcaster, a professional ear pod wearer. I'm paid to wear ear pods. I don't. I wear headphones, Sony $125 headphones, because that's what broadcasters do. But when somebody comes into my studio or my laundry room, you know what I do? I do what every disc jockey and talk show host reflexively and automatically does to be a decent human being. I take them off. The minute somebody comes in the studio, I take them off to let them know I'm listening to them. I could talk to my wife for 3, 4, 10 minutes and then realize that she has ear pods in and she's on the phone. I have no clue that she's on the phone because I can't see the ear pods and she's not actually talking to a phone. I really don't know how to handle it. And then if I suggest, believe me, it's just a suggestion. If I suggest, could you take out the ear pods so I can talk to you? Oh my God. You'd think I asked her to scrub the floor. And I'd have better luck getting her to scrub a floor. Don't start on me. I always scrub the floor. Just don't worry about that. But the fact is, I'd have no chance of getting her to scrub the floor, take out the trash, any of that nonsense, compared with taking out the ear pods. Ear pods have generated the greatest rude dynamic between two people. Do they make ear pods that light up? That you can put it in, and when you're on the phone, it's red. They're red, and I could see at 10 feet that she's on the phone. And then when she's off the phone, they turn green, meaning now you have permission to talk. Because it's that bad. If I talk to her while she's on the phone, while she's on the ear pods, I'm just a very insensitive man. I'm an insensitive man. And what do I need? I need, that's the laundry room. That's what you're hearing. That's not a timer buzzer. That's the laundry room. I need to be thanked. Why? Because I'm a guy.
Men will keep doing for other people what's appreciated. They need to be appreciated a lot. So much of what stops happening is because we expect them to do it. And so we think they don't deserve appreciation for doing something they just should do, so we don't appreciate them.
Wow. We stop saying thank you.
We stop being thank you. Honey, thank you. Thanks for doing that for me. And this is where we take so many things personally that aren't personal. It's like single focus, we take personally. He's ignoring me. No, he's ignoring everything but what he's doing. And he didn't have to do that. His brain did it for him. But so there's all these things we take personally. And then there's the things we don't take personally. That what they do for us, they do for us.
There. You got it? Did you just turn that up for your significant other in the car coming back from the long weekend? Did you do that? Or are you going to keep it on the side and remember that it's there? I'll tell you what. Did you like that? Send me an email, waltermsterling@gmail.com, and I will send you that sound file. I'll send it to you, and then you can play it at random times to your wife. You can send it to her at random times. I would suggest that it be played on the wedding night. I'd suggest next time you go to a wedding and you need a wedding gift, you give them this sound file.
Men will keep doing for other people what's appreciated. They need to be appreciated a lot. So much of what stops happening is because we expect them to do it. And so we think they don't deserve appreciation for doing something they just should do. So we don't appreciate them.
Wow. We stop saying thank you.
We stop being thank you.
Being thank you. Honey, thank you.
Thanks for doing that for me.
Thank you for doing that.
And this is where we take so many things personally that aren't personal.
Oh, my God. It's insane.
We take personally.
I take nothing personally.
No, he's ignoring everything.
Women, everything.
He's doing, and he didn't have to do that. His brain did it for him.
Yeah.
But so there's all these things we take personally, and then there's the things we don't take personally. That what they do for us, they do for us.
Do you think that might be useful to you in your relationships? I will send you that sound file. Just send me a note, waltermsterling@gmail.com, waltermsterling@gmail.com, and I will send you that sound file, which will either repair your relationship or completely ruin it. Completely up to you. But I'd suggest you give it to every man on his wedding night and urge him to play it once a year on his anniversary just to tune up the relationship, just tune up that marriage. Have you ever been on a noble vacation? Done something that is, in fact, to you a vacation, but to the rest of the world, they think you're being noble. You're doing something good for the community, good for society, good for your life. But in fact, it's really a vacation. I just had one of those. I will share it with you because I love to share. Yes, I'm known for my sharing. Shut up. It's 15 past the hour, 15 past the hour. Sterling every damn Sunday.
A date night destination. Details later. Strippers on the loose. Sterling every damn night.
This is Matthias Boembel. Coming up, my Hollywood report on movies. Live on Sterling every damn night.
Dan and Becky Gaffney here. We were house-sitting for a friend. Dead animal count?
Only two.
Coming up on Sterling every damn night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, you're not going to believe how many famous people are related to members of the New York City Police Department. Coming up in moments on Sterling every damn night.
Pitcher plucked. Details later. The people of Walmart, Sterling every damn night. Club downtown, beautiful Sacramento, the home of Jim Boy's Tacos and so many great places to see, right between San Francisco and the mountains. And Sacramento is more than just a capital city. Steve B of Sacramento says, great destination for couples, date night. Several friendly dancers approached my wife and I and were very respectful. And that's what you want. You want respectful dancers on a date night. Received a couples dance and it was epic, but yeah, pretty pricey. Put that in your back pocket. According to Sean B. of Antelope, Antelope, California, great place. The HQ nightclub was immaculate. The doormen were professional and inviting. The drinks were average price, and the bartender was helpful and nice. Now, the prices for dancers was expensive, and some of the girls sadly had attitudes. You don't want an attitude on your exotic dancer. And according to Megan M. of Rancho Palos Verdes, California, she says that she'd recommend this club to anyone. Yeah, anyone. Maybe a great ladies' night out place. If you're in Sacramento for business or pleasure, generally it's business. Not a lot of pleasurable things in Sacramento, except for the HQ Nightclub. Check them out, HQNightclub.com. From the Champagne Room, ooh, it's clean and classy. I'm Velo Ghoul. Strippers on the loose, Sterling every damn night.
A jingle there? Doesn't it say short jingle? Does it say that there? Well, that's what always should be there. So at the end of any commercial break, my friend, it should always play a short jingle. Can you throw one in now, or is that just far beyond technology? You can answer me.
There's an older guy on the radio. His audience loves him as the ratings show. His home is on.
Okay. So, it's 23 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. Could barely hear it anyway. No reason for it to not cut out. Have you ever been on a vacation that you felt was a vacation, but in fact the rest of the world thought it was sort of noble? The best example that I can think of is jury duty. Never turn down the opportunity to take jury duty, because everybody will think you're doing something. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you're doing that. You're doing jury duty. God, you're so brave and wonderful. Meanwhile, you are never going to get picked for a jury, because you're going to give some smart answer when they're interviewing you that'll get you thrown off the jury in 2 seconds. And they give you long lunch breaks, like 2-hour lunch breaks, because they're judges and lawyers. And what do they do? It's usually in a part of town that's interesting. Chinatown, Koreatown, good delis, because they're lawyers and judges. Lawyers and judges want good delis, want interesting restaurants. You're sitting there, and you could be lucky. It could be 2 whole weeks. You don't have to go to work. You don't have to pick up the kids. You don't have to deal with anything. You just can read, play on the internet, goof off, and eat really interesting food. Meanwhile, the people at work, oh, she's on jury duty? Oh my gosh, that's what a wonderful thing she's doing. Oh, and then you can say, I never turn down the opportunity to do jury duty. It's great for the community. I'm happy to do it. And then they'll say, were you ever picked for a jury? Have you been on a jury? Gosh, no, I wish they'd pick me. That's how it goes. To me, the ultimate noble vacation, a vacation for me, but the rest of the world thinks I'm doing something sacrificial, noble, good for all of us, is jury duty. This week, I had one of those vacations. I was in an airport, and the thunderstorm came through, and it was huge. They had to shut down every runway. It was a total shutdown of the airport. No planes going in or out for 2 hours. I was supposed to leave at noon. We left at 6:30. Now, it was a really nice airport. It was LaGuardia, the new LaGuardia, which is incredible and has magnificent food options. Most airports, as you know, have the worst food options. They've got a donut place over there, a cold and crusty over there. There's nothing good. But I'm like, it was a Saturday. I had nothing to do. I didn't have to be anywhere. And there were these huge thunderclouds coming through. You wouldn't want me in an airplane during huge thunderclouds. So what did I do? I stretched out. I found the best outlet for my cell phone, plugged it in. And wait, right over there was a Beekers. Beekers, B-E-E-K-E-R-S. And I happen to be one of eight people in America that knows what a Beekers is. It is a custom cheese store that makes the cheese and is notorious in its original neighborhood, which was like 19th and Broadway in Manhattan, for grilled cheese. So they make the cheese, and then they make the grilled cheese. It's their own cheese. It's incredible cheese, right? I'm sitting there in a comfortable chair in a brand new airport with hours to go before I have to get on the plane and take off. But it's Saturday. I had no appointments. I had nothing to do. I had worked hard on this business trip all week, sort of, almost. And there I am eating a great grilled cheese, drinking a protein shake because I'm very health-oriented. And everybody at home was thinking, oh, poor Walter. He's stuck in an airport. Oh, the thundercloud. I hope he's not in the plane. Oh, this poor guy. He must be bored out of his mind. I was in heaven. I might as well have been on a beach in Bermuda or Bora Bora or any place with a B. Beach Haven, Bora Bora. I couldn't have been happier because I had great internet. I had any kind of food I wanted. I had real newspapers, not the crappy newspapers most cities have now where they come out three times a week. Real daily newspapers. Two or three different papers dated the same day. This is unbelievable. And great lighting. But most importantly, all my friends and relatives thought I was doing something very noble. I was doing something strong and brave and sticking to it. Did I run off to a hotel? No. Did I run back into the city and stay where I was staying? No, no. I was committed to my noble vacation. Has this happened to you? Do you have places? Do you have moments where your relatives all think, oh my gosh, she's so brave to be doing this. She's so terrific to be doing this. I can't believe how good she is. And she never complains. And when I got home from the airport, did I complain? No. I thank you for waiting. I'm sorry you had to wait for me. Oh, my God. But in fact, it was a noble vacation. It was right up there with jury duty. Jury duty. That's the best scam. And jury duty, they get paid like $60 a day or $60 a week. It's not a good financial deal. But boy, does the world think I'm doing a wonderful thing, right? I'm Walter M. Sterling. And the name of this incredibly great live radio show on a Sunday night is Sterling Every Damn Sunday.
Boom, boom, Hollywood. Sterling Every Damn Night.
The legendary movie reviewer, bon vivant, driver of strange, obscure automobiles. There's Mateus Boom Boom Hollywood. Welcome to the great Sterling Every Damn Sunday.
Man, this is a great show. I love being on it, and I love listening to how you share what it is to be human in the only way that you can. It's fun. It's fun for all of us. All of us misfits are in love with how great this is.
Do you have a secret noble vacation that you take and everybody thinks, oh, it's so good that he's doing that, but in fact, you're goofing off?
No. If I ever get a vacation, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. I'm constantly working. I never get to have a vacation. Once in a while, this weekend, for example, I had a marvelous program today in Orinda, California, where I had friends from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the former library director there, did a whole show about movie dogs from the silent era to Lassen. We had John Provost there, who was in the Lassie TV show, and the audience got to see these great movie dogs. It was loads of fun. And so for me, when I'm doing something I really love, like this program, it's like a vacation. It's what I really do. I wouldn't call it goofing off. It's just being happy about doing what I'm doing. If I wasn't doing it, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. I'd probably be in trouble and on the streets.
there was a point in the first 15 years of Hollywood when Rin Tin Tin was the highest paid star in Hollywood.
Yes.
Did he mention that?
He did. And did you know that even in the silent era, there were almost 24 other German Shepherd movie dogs? And we learned all about that today. It was fascinating. Teddy the dog and other great dogs from the silent era. We had a live pianist playing scenes from the film. It was a fabulous time at the Arinda Theater. And Mr. Randy Haberkamp put that on. It was really great. And it was, for me, a great honor to have someone formerly from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences descend in this little theater in this town in the Northern California Bay Area and share such a program. So to me, it was like a vacation.
And John Provost's version of Lassie, one of the first pieces of secret behind-the-scenes trivia that I ever encountered as a 12- or 13-year-old, was that Lassie was a girl.
Yes.
We always thought it was a boy dog, but it was a girl dog.
That's right.
And then the other thing was that people never give June Lockhart enough credit for how many shows she made work. She was Lassie's mom, and then she was Lost in Space. And she was
right.
She was that mom. And then she gave birth to a daughter who liked to be nude in movies. She was in a movie called Joyride with Desi Arnaz Jr. and Melanie Griffith. And all of them were nude.
Wow.
This was a great movie.
How did I miss Joyride? But you loved it.
No, it's a terrible movie. I don't think I ever had the sound on ever because the sound was worked against the reason to be there.
Well, there you have it.
Tell us, Matthias, tell us about the movie you watched this week and how you feel about it.
Okay. Well, I saw a picture called Any Day Now. Now, this is the story of the March 18th, 1990 Boston Gardner Museum robbery. I don't know if you remember this, but millions of dollars of art were stolen. So this is director Eric Aronson's story of this robbery, and it features an actor named Taylor Gray, who is a young actor who's not done a lot, but he plays Steve, a security guard at the museum who we see in the opening scenes spends most of his time trying to steal money from the employee break room vending machine for meals. This is to keep the strength up to negotiate a passion for a girl who isn't really good for him. Her name is Sarah. She's played by Alexander Templer. Do you know her? She's from, she was in Only Murders in the Building and also What Doesn't Float. She was in that show. And this woman's a smart actress. She's got a BA in neuroscience and psychology, but I digress. Compounding matters in the movie is Steve's debt to a small-time drug dealer who is tightening the screws to get his money. Steve is surprised then to meet Marty, who's played by Paul Guilfoyle. And, of course, you know him from CSI Crime Scene Investigation, where he played Captain Jim Brass. Good actor. And in this movie, he has all the aspects of a small-time gangster. So Marty proposes to Steve that he'll take care of his drug dealer problem. He's done that because he's in the trunk of the car, the drug dealer, in exchange for him helping him rob the Gardner Museum, and that'll take care of his debt. So Steve then meets the team of misfits that are culled from Boston's underbelly that will help him realize this job. And in the 81-minute running time of this movie, Walter, which is the exact same amount of time, by the way, it took to actually rob the Gardner Museum in real life, the performance of the cultured and art-loving gangster played by Paul Guilfoyle, to me, was one of the really great performances I've seen this year. It's a small movie. It's independent. But he is really great in it. So it's a fine performance, really worth watching. You'll appreciate it. You'll thank me. Any Day Now is the title of this movie, and it's an offbeat crime heist story. It's pretty cleverly presented.
Any Day Now is the name of it. It came out last week, and you liked it.
It did. Yeah, I liked it very much. And this I think you, our listener, might like it, too.
I appreciate that, because you don't usually like anything. And it's news in itself that you liked this movie. I think that we should treat it as such.
Okay, well, very good. I'll alert the media. Wait a minute. That's where we are. So here now we are. We've been alerted.
Mateus on Facebook, how do we find you?
Mateus Bombal's Hollywood on Facebook. M-A-T-I-A-S, Bombal, B-O-M-B-A-L, apostrophe S, Hollywood like the city. It's Mateus Bombal's Hollywood. Thanks so much, Walter.
Thank you, sir. You know, sometimes, because it's my show, I just get to play a song that's stuck in my head. And this is stuck in my head. Now it'll be stuck in yours.
I don't mind when you say that you're going away. I just don't want to be lonely. Yeah, only moments a day. I just don't wanna be lonely. I'd rather be loved, needed, depending on to give the love I can give. When you're gone, when you're gone, I just don't wanna be lonely. The moon. I just don't wanna be lonely. Let the stairs find me there at the end of the room. I just don't wanna be lonely. I'd rather be loved, needed,
take my hand. To this sick beat. With all the talk about Cracker Barrel this week, there's a key truth about Cracker Barrel that nobody mentioned, but that's why I'm here. Walter M. Sterling, every damn Sunday.
Dan and Becky Gaffney here. We were house-sitting for a friend. Dead animal count?
Only two.
Coming up on Sterling every damn night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, you're not going to believe how many famous people are related to members of the New York City Police Department. Coming up in moments on Sterling every damn night.
Pitcher plucked. Details later. The people of Walmart. Sterling every damn night.
Lesbians in space.
Date idea since football season is coming up. We watch every single football game together, and whenever there's a first down, we kiss. Because who doesn't love football and kissing? I know I do.
Walter Sterling is the host for me. I'd pay for his show even though it's free. Hour after hour of brilliant insights. Keep Dom Giordano, just give me Sterling every damn night.
Giordano's what I'd rather hear. Walter is a bit much, I fear. His stupid jingles and endless rants. Just give me a host who's wearing pants.
Lesbians in space.
place. Walter's a disgrace.
Strippers on the loose.
Oh, he's rather obtuse.
This is the show. It's a ratings topper, don't you know? It's Sterling every damn night.
Feel the dough. Eat the dough, J.B. Bakery, Selena and Steve.
All right, now here's Selena, the manager of the J.B. Bakery in Burlington, New Jersey. And there's Father Jim Drucker, an alleged Catholic priest. Did you know, Jim Drucker, that the Pope is making TikTok videos?
I did not know that. I did not know. Thank you for telling me that. God, you keep me in the groove here spiritually, at least religiously.
The first time I saw them was today on TikTok, and the Pope makes TikTok videos wishing us well, quoting something from the Bible, giving us a short, brief prayer. We see him, and then there's some illustrations to support the prayer. It's short and sweet, and the smartest thing the Vatican has done since Vatican II.
What do you want from a Chicago kid? Come on!
He's pretty smart. He's pretty freaking smart. But I guess you don't get to be Pope for being like a goofy guy. No, he knows what he's doing, and he's getting the right advice. TikTok video, look for the Pope giving you hope. Now, there's Stephen of J.B. Bakery, the boyfriend of Selena, and it's his bakery. It's his bakery, and he's a great baker. And Selena and the priest and I have been doing what we can to save him from his own marketing ideas. Is that about right, Selena?
That sounds about right.
Now, we got so far, what we've done for the customers of JB Bakery is we've gotten the place air conditioned, painted. We got rid of the wobbly chairs and the wobbly table. This amen. Is enormous progress. Amen. The priest said amen. Now, I connected them last week before I went away for a couple of days in desperation to get away from the 18 different board ops I have to deal with every week. And I have to go. I have to start from scratch every damn night. I've had to actually take days off to not go insane from the endless rotation of board ops, all of whom are very good. They're just all very different. Therefore, it's like a whole new show every damn night. But I digress, Father, and I didn't mean to say damn in front of you. I know you never heard it before. I'll explain to you what it means later. So last week I connected JB Bakery with the owner of Horn and Hard Art, which sells and ships incredibly great coffee, the original Horn and Hard Art automat coffee. Yes, that's right. Go look it up. Now, I said, you serve coffee at JB Bakery. Horn and Hard Art's near you in Philadelphia. Have you two connected, Stephen? Into the phone, please. Not your usual 10 feet away.
Yes, David and I had a nice conversation about coffee and baked goods and all the nostalgia of Horn and Hard over the years that they've had. And we're looking to do something with crumb cake and also get the coffee into JB Bakery. After a nice taste test from Father Drucker, who drinks about two pots of coffee a day.
Now, what I'm happy to report is that Stephen makes the best crumb cake I've ever had. Only natives of New Jersey know what it's supposed to taste like. I am a native. It's taken me 40 years or so to admit it, but I am a native. I'm not from Greenwich, even though I've told the first 10 girls I dated that I was. I got my Brooks Brothers in Greenwich, honey. And anyway, so I'm glad that you two have communicated. Do you have a recipe for us? Don't tell me what it is. Do you have one?
Yes, I do.
Okay, stop. Now, we're up against the clock. I know that's uncomfortable. If you would like one of Stephen's incredibly good recipes, send me a note. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail, and I will send you Stephen the Baker's recipes. They're simple, they taste fantastic, and you ask me for it now, you'll get it by Monday. I swear to you. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail, put in the subject line recipe Father Drucker, Stephen the Baker, Selena the manager of JB Bakery, Burlington, New Jersey, thank you for being on Sterling every damn night. This show is on every damn night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., and you can hear it on Eastern, and you can hear it on the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, the Audacy app. You just click on it. I don't know how it works. A-U-D-A-C-Y, the worst name for the best company. And you can hear me every damn night. And one day, magic will happen. I don't mean the radio station, the lame name for a radio station. I mean, we will, in fact, be on coast to coast every damn night, Sterling on Sunday.
10 years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Copeland.
Coming up in just seconds, I will share with you my truth about Cracker Barrel. Something that has not been said over the past 2 weeks of hot controversy about this incredible decision of Cracker Barrel management. Did I get that out right? Yeah, okay.
They call him Sterling, Sterling, every damn night. No. No one you know makes better radio. And you know Sterling, Sterling is live from the laundry room. If the noise level gets higher, it's probably just the dryer.
8 minutes past the hour, 8 minutes past the hour with Walter Sterling every damn Sunday, coast to coast, live from WGAN. Phil Zachary station in Portland, Maine, the great Phil Zachary, the man I want to be when I grow up. Guy walks in, he owns the room. Whenever he walks in, that's a $5,000 suit. He probably negotiated it down to $250, but it looks like a $5,000 suit. He walks in the room and he is the general manager. And everybody sits up a little straighter like they did for my kid's preschool teacher. Phil Zachary at WGAN. Thank you, Phil. And there, oh, Mr. White, program director of KFBK Sacramento, the number one radio station in Sacramento, which is owned by iHeartRadio. And yet, they haven't made Phil White a regional senior vice president of programming. For the entire state of California, that should have happened months ago. You take an AM radio station, you make it number one, like I did in Philadelphia. Those people deserve massive applause. Now, let me tell you the truth about Cracker Barrel. You didn't think I was going to remember it, did you? The odds of me remembering anything from one break to another are very small. Therefore, it's a fair observation on your part to think that I was not going to remember it. But here I am remembering that I'm going to talk about the truth of Cracker Barrel. Now, there was this horrible CEO who was a Upper West Side type, if I ever saw one, Julie Fice Massino, who before this ran the international division of Taco Bell. Oh, look at this. There is my bride in the laundry room with me right now. I told you we were in the laundry room tonight. There's Katie. What's the name of your business, Katie?
Pixies Did It.
This is a business that you must look up online right now because everybody's moving back into the house from the summer, and you're looking around, you're thinking, where's that smell come from? And you're thinking, who put that there? Every bride in America starts her day by saying, who put this here? Why is this here? Striking fear into the other family members of who did that. And, of course, no one can remember because she did it. But she can't remember much. That's the challenge of your marriage. The name of her business is Pixies Did It. And Pixies will come to your home, as they just did a massive project for a very rich person in Manhattan, to organize their home in such a way that they can actually find things. Now, the unique thing about my wife's service is most home organizers come in and organize things for themselves, and then a week later, everything's a mess again. They come in and talk to you and spend time with you and ask you to fill out a lot of forms, not scary forms like you usually fill out, but the other ones that are fun. And they will help you figure out an organization system for you. And therefore, it sticks. Pixies did it. Did I sum that up about right, Miss Sterling? Was that about right?
Tell them to buy my book.
Oh, buy her book. What's the name of the book?
Organize Your Way.
Organize Your Way. You can get that on Amazon. Organize Your Way. I'll say it once more. Organize Your Way. Now, let me tell you about Cracker Barrel. 12 minutes past the hour. The truth about Cracker Barrel that I didn't hear anybody say, they just beat up poor Julie Messino, who had been head of international for Taco Bell. The transition there is odd to me. And everybody said there's no way she'd ever been in a Cracker Barrel before she was the CEO. And I agree, because socially, in the caste system of our culture, there's no way this Julie Messino would have ever been in a Cracker Barrel. What nobody has said is, to me, that's to her credit. Because in my opinion, Cracker Barrel is the bottom of the barrel of the casual dining restaurants. You and I go to Cracker Barrel when nothing else is open. Right? When nothing else is open, you pulled over to the highway stop, and there's a Perkins, and it's closed. How can Perkins be closed? And Chick-fil-A is closed on all known religious, patriotic, and Sunday holidays. And, we got to go to Cracker Barrel? All right, let's go. And then you go in, and there's the barrel which has some, like, candy on top, and then you put your hand in, and you realize it goes down exactly 1 inch. It's not a real barrel. To me, the chairs are uncomfortable. To me, it always looks like it needs to be cleaned a little better. And to me, in my opinion, the menu is sparse. And if you're raised in Jersey, you don't want biscuits with gravy. You don't even know what that is. What's that about? Does that have Taylor ham on it? English muffins? Real bagels? What is this? Cracker Barrel, I've never heard any... Have you ever heard anybody say, Cracker Barrel's my favorite restaurant? No, I still have gas from the last time I was there. That's what nobody wanted to say. It was stupid to futz with a logo. You don't futz with a logo until you fix everything else. If you wanted to change that logo, what you had to do is make the restaurant really good. It can never be great because what? It's casual dining. It'll never be like The Bear. By putting the word casual in front of it, it means everything's casual, like attention to ingredients, attention to the recipes. Everything's casual at a casual dining restaurant. If I want a casual dining restaurant, I'll go to Waffle House. To me, Waffle House is one of the greatest things that America has ever invented, and I'm proud to be an American every time I step into Waffle House. I do, however, every time I go into Waffle House, I can't help but notice that all the waitresses have sleeve tattoos, making them think that they are on parole. Are these fair assessments? My phone number is 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Cracker Barrel, my opinion, not so great. That's what nobody wanted to say last week. Walter M. Sterling, that is my name. And the name of the show is Sterling Every Damn Sunday.
Gaffneys, meet the Gaffneys. They live in a 150-year-old house. They've got 8 kids. We don't have time to name them all. Sometimes Dan and Becky like to bicker, and it's always good for a snicker. When you're with the Gaffneys, you know it's Sterling every damn night. Sterling every damn night. It's Sterling every damn night. Ah!
Hi, I'm Dan Gaffney.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
We're here to tell you about living with our 8 kids in our old house.
And this week we were in someone else's house taking care of their animals. Or at least we were trying to.
They have chickens and pets, and they were going away for a week. So our kids, you and the kids, were babysitting, basically, or house-sitting the animals.
Yeah, so it's a really good friend who happens to have all of these creatures, and she's not going to go away unless she can trust somebody to watch her creatures. So for the last several years, as the animal count has grown, I've been the animal sitter.
Before they left, one of the daughters of this family said to us,
"We were walking out of church and she turned her little head around and said, 'Please take very good care of Mother,' which is the name of her very special, beloved, last surviving cat."
So during the week, one of the chickens died unexpectedly. And then on the day they returned home, the cat died.
All right. Let's give you a little bit of story, though, about through the week and these deaths. Okay. So we're juggling two of the boys or I or all of us together going over to take care of all the animals. The first night, I didn't go. The boys went by themselves and I was watching Dan do his mentalism show. So he's on stage and I get a text with a picture of a dead chicken.
Wasn't our fault.
Absolutely not.
It just died. Now, do you think they think we had something to do with it?
I have no idea. But as soon as I called them to say, "Hey, I hear my friend's voice say, who died?"
And then did you know the name of the chicken?
So then it was an old chicken. It was one of the older chickens and not really a concern, not a layer. They're going to die eventually. And they're very nice to their chickens as they put them out to coop or whatever it is that you call it when you know the chicken's is going to die. And you just keep taking really good care of it until it does. And it did.
Right. So I somehow feel that we're responsible, even though we had nothing to do with these deaths.
I have bought some of those chickens as gifts, though. So let's just call that one even. But the thing that's really upsetting is that what the day they got home, they came home and the little girl says, "I can't find Mother. I need to go find Mother." And sure enough, she walks around the house and finds Mother in like Mother's cozy little spot up against the bottom of the house, dead.
This sure is a happy report tonight.
All right, look, all I want to know is, should I buy them another chicken? Should I buy another cat? They say no, but I kind of feel like I need to give them some animals.
Let's give them the stray cat that's been hanging around our house. That solves two problems.
And a chicken sandwich. I think we're done.
Follow me on Facebook, Dan Gaffney Show.
And if you're looking for me, I can be found on Instagram as Just Being Mom.
Dan and Becky, Sterling every damn night.
Hey, 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 more nonsense, Sterling every damn night.
Yes, this is the problem.
Men will keep doing for other people what's appreciated. They need to be appreciated a lot. So much of what stops happening is because we expect them to do it, and so we think they don't deserve appreciation for doing something they just should do, so we don't appreciate them.
Wow. We stop saying thank you.
We stop being thank you.
We stop being thank you.
Thanks for doing that for me. And this is where we take so many things personally that aren't personal. It's like single focus, we take personally. He's ignoring me. No, he's ignoring everything but what he's doing. And he didn't have to do that. His brain did it for him. But so there's all these things we take personally. And then there's the things we don't take personally. That what they do for us, they do for us.
The equivalent for men of giving a woman a bouquet of flowers, surprising her with flowers, the equivalent for a man is to say to him, thank you. Thank you for doing that. Thank you. That's a bouquet of flowers for men. Much cheaper than what you're going to waste at a florist. Men want thank yous. Men want trophies and plaques and things in plexiglass that acknowledge what they have achieved. The first time I got ratings in Philadelphia, WPHT, I took that page from the Nielsen and I stuck it in plexiglass. My children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, for eternity, they will find this plexiglass thing with weird numbers and go, what? Because that's how guys are. Guys like trophies, hardware, thank yous. If you want that piece of audio, and I've never gotten more requests for anything in my life, drop me an email right now, WalterMSterling@gmail.com, WalterMSterling@gmail.com, and I will send this to you. And then it would be the best wedding gift you could give a guy. Tell him, play this on your wedding night and play this once a month from now till the end of your marriage.
Men will keep doing for other people what's appreciated. They need to be appreciated a lot. So much of what stops happening is because we expect them to do it. And so we think they don't deserve appreciation for doing something they just should do. So we don't appreciate them.
Wow. We stop saying thank you.
We stop being thank you. Honey, thank you. Thanks for doing that for me. And this is where we take so many things personally that aren't personal. It's like single focus, we take personally. He's ignoring me. No, he's ignoring everything but what he's doing. And he didn't have to do that. His brain did it for him. But so there's all these things we take personally. And then there's the things we don't take personally. That what they do for us, they do for us.
If you feel that that would be a strategic piece of audio in your relationships, I will be happy to send it to you. Use it any way you want. Use it on your network radio show. My name is Walter Sterling. My email is waltermsterling@gmail.com. waltermsterling@gmail.com. The other hot topic that we're dealing with right now.
This, my friend, is not a hit.
The other hot topic that you and I are dealing with is noble vacations. When you and I are doing something that is great pleasure for us, but the rest of the world thinks we're making a sacrifice. Oh, that poor guy has to spend so much time on that. We know he doesn't like it. I think the ultimate of that is jury duty. For 2 weeks, I'm eating exotic foods in a part of town I don't normally go to. I might be meeting somebody interesting. And usually what most employers and most spouses don't realize about jury duty, very often you'll go in there at 10 in the morning and they'll dismiss you at 11. And you have the day to party. And at your age, what does party mean? It means you're going to go to a coffee shop and sit there for as long as you can stand it, look at your phone for as long as you can stand it, and then go sit in a park. Or maybe, if you're really brave, you'll go watch a game. But it's noble. People think you're doing something noble. And one of those things for me, I did yesterday. I was supposed to leave on an airplane at LaGuardia Airport at noon, and it left at 7. Oh, poor Walter, stuck at the airport. Oh, that poor guy, he must be bored out of his mind, or they must be making them crazy, not knowing if the plane... We knew exactly what was going on. There was a huge thunderhead coming through. Big deal. We were really glad not to be on a plane. I was thrilled to be in a magnificent airport. Finally, the Port Authority crooks did something right, and they built a great airport. That new LaGuardia is incredibly beautiful. What does that mean? It had premium food. The best grilled cheese I, Walter Sterling, have ever had. Ladies and gentlemen, the best grilled cheese I've ever had. And they had beautiful snack bars, buffets, nice music, great lighting. And at every seat, finally, they've come into the 21st century, at every seat was an AC outlet for your phone. Oh, my gosh. It was incredible. I was in heaven. I wasn't suffering at all. Meanwhile, on the home front, they thought I was suffering. Oh, poor Walter. He must be frustrated and bored. No. It was a noble vacation. I could not have had a better vacation. It was no different to me than sitting on the beach in Bora Bora. Just like that, except there was no one topless around. Walter M. Sterling, Sterling every damn Sunday night.
Sterling every damn night. Sterling every damn night.
All right, it's 36 past the hour, live radio show, coast to coast. Walter M. Sterling. At Gmail, waltermsterling@gmail.com. I've been doing this for 11 years, and yet it's not improved. And yet the ratings are shocking, even to Phil Zachary at WGAN. And Paul Van in Albany. What's wrong with me? There must be something wrong with me. I love the band Ham. Haim. H-A-I-M. Three sisters started their own band 10, 12 years ago. They are an opening band for Taylor Swift. That's how good they are. In my opinion, way cooler than Taylor Swift. Way cooler. And they put together a hit. Took them 7 years to make this hit. It's called Relationships. Relationships. And I'll play it for you later. I have to find the right version. As in, I have to find the radio mix. Oh, my God. My life is a nightmare. It's just a nightmare. Let's see. Can we do this? I don't know. Can we do this? I don't know. Let's see. It's a great song. They just started their tour. They started in Philadelphia on September 4th, and they're touring the country. It's a fall tour. It's the best time of year to see a band, especially in outdoor arenas, because it's not too hot, it's not too cold. This is the time of year you don't want to go to a summer concert. Now, I know you were at Burning Man last weekend, and I'm sure that you had a good time. I could never go to Burning Man. It's fascinating, the culture of Burning Man. You understand what Burning Man's supposed to be? I know that you were there a few years ago. You probably have forgotten. But at Burning Man, real campers at Burning Man use tents, not those RVs. At least that's what we keep telling ourselves. In reality, us fiscally challenged campers use tents. Now, in 1997, there were three people who went to Burning Man, shared a five-person tent. And this guy writes, I'm pretty sure the tent was designed for Snow White's friends, because five full-size adults would have been really friendly to fit in there. But they're usually on mushrooms and LSD, never again. In the years following, this guy writes, I used a five-person tent for just myself. It was okay, but far from a good solution. Now, here's his tips. Next time you go to Burning Man next year, here's his advice on tents. You may be used to room service at the Ritz-Carlton, but you know that's an enormous waste of money. Here's the advice on tents for Burning Man. Don't borrow a friend's tent unless the friend is fully aware that the tent will never be the same again. Now, you know about Burning Man. It's in a desert in California. A real desert. There is nothing there when tens of thousands of people show up for Burning Man. And there's an effigy of a giant man made out of flammable material. I think at first it was straw. I don't think it's straw anymore. After 2 or 3 days of sitting in the desert, they light up the effigy. It burns, and they applaud. That's it. There are no bands. There's no music. You got that? There's no music at Burning Man. It isn't like Coachella, man, or even worse, Lilith Fair. Oh, God. Could you imagine the torture of having to go to Lilith Fair? I love you dearly. Even as a lesbian, I don't know how you could go to Lilith Fair. Yeah, Haim wouldn't be caught dead at Lilith Fair. Think of Lilith Fair. Think of the opposite. That's what Haim is. Great band. Fantastic band. The name of their new album is I Quit. Sums up their attitude. It's perfect. They take their mother with them on tour. When asked, Alana Haim said, why wouldn't you take your mother with you on tour? Well, Alana, I can think of a long list of reasons as a guy, but if it works for you and she's baking brownies, what the hell? And she's funny, and she's from Philadelphia. Haim is from Philadelphia, even though they're in Southern California the rest of their lives, but they started in Philadelphia, which is where their truth comes from. There are certain parts of the country, my friend, that root the truth. You're born in truth. There's no tolerance for nonsense. You're born in Philly, New Jersey, most of New York, except the Upper West Side. There is no nonsense. What are you talking about? Don't do that. Don't do that again. That's pretty much the guiding message from your mother if you were raised in Brooklyn, Queens, any place in New York City except the Upper West Side. All of Philadelphia, much of the Philadelphia suburbs, Delaware, Jersey, all of Jersey. You were raised by a woman who said, What? No. What are you talking about, ADHD? Eat less sugar and go to bed. That would be a Jersey mother's solution for ADHD. Eat less sugar and get to bed. No more junk. Don't eat any more junk. I'm not buying the junk again. I can hear it now. It echoes in my DNA. It is part of my soul, my sad, sad soul. If I had said to my mother, I want to go on spring break to Florida, or I want to go to Burning Man. What? Yeah, we don't need any nonsense about Burning Man. What is that? Well, you sit in the desert for 3 days, Mom, and you hope it doesn't rain, because if it does rain, you could easily drown. Now, here are the other rules about tents at Burning Man. Don't plan on being able to remove all the playa dust from your tent, no matter how many times you wash it. It's a lost cause. Be one with the dust. Embrace it. Number three, don't get a tent with mesh sides. You may as well sleep out on the playa. If using a tall tent, make sure you use extra guy wires. Try and tether your tent to your car, or better yet, between cars. A doormat as you enter will help keep playa off your floor. And this guy writes, I use a piece of AstroTurf. Very clever. I step on the AstroTurf, take off my shoes, and then move about in my tent. And finally, battery-operated LED lights on the inside help. Use different types. Strings for ambient light, but a good lamp helps when looking for things. Well, you can rent these tents, and you need to rent the tents if you're going there. You can get air-conditioned tents, and you will want them because it's the desert. It's August. And if it rains, you will have the most miserable experience. These are things I don't understand. Now, Burning Man is not a teenager event. They're like 32-year-old art directors of ad agencies from around the country that go there, find their soul, do mushrooms, LSD, trip for 3 days, and then, get this, thousands and thousands and thousands of cars, and they get in their cars and drive through the mud and try to escape. I have told you about Burning Man for a reason. And the reason is next year when it comes up, you will now have enough information to be able to participate in the conversation. You will not believe what's in the tollway news this week. Because remember, things that you didn't think exist sometimes exist secretly, secretly. And one of them is all the people in America, and in fact the world, that run toll roads, criminal operations that run toll roads, have a newsletter, a daily newsletter, where they communicate with each other. They let each other know about the court challenges for their tolls. They let each other know about new technology to grab the toll from us against our will. It is the crookedest system. And when the hell, with all the executive orders, is President Trump going to sign one that says no more toll roads? If he wants to unite America, if he wants both political parties to say, oh, good job, all he has to do is sign an executive order that says no more toll roads. Sterling every damn Sunday.
Sterling every night. The car is alive. Neon lights flicker. The patrons talking jive. Bullets over trailer.
Walter, on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to talk about NYPD members who've got famous relatives
Now, if you grew up in New York City's five boroughs, chances are you know somebody who's a member of the New York City Police Department. And sometimes you drop their name when you find yourself in trouble. But for the most part, NYPD members who have famous relatives kind of want to keep it on the down low. Former NBA legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar grew up in the Inwood section of Manhattan, but very few people know that his dad, Ferdinand Lewis Alcindor, was a lieutenant with the New York City Transit Police. And speaking of the NBA, NBA player turned basketball coach Kevin Lockery had a lengthy career in professional sports, while his brother John was an NYPD lieutenant. Former New York Mets pitcher Pete Harnish's brother was an NYPD sergeant in the Midtown North Precinct. And former Marine Park resident and New York Yankees manager Joe Torre's father was a plainclothes NYPD officer. Rock and roll legend Edward Mahoney, also known as Eddie Money, came from a family with ties to the NYPD. His grandfather, father, and brother all worked for the New York City Police Department. As a matter of fact, at 18 years old, Eddie followed the family tradition and joined the NYPD. But after a short time as a trainee, he later said, "I couldn't see myself with short hair being a cop for 20 years. And thank God he didn't. We wouldn't have his wonderful music." Speaking of related to cops, country music star Miranda Lambert is married to a former NYPD patrolman. The Keeper of the Flame singer married ex-copper Brendan McLaughlin in January 2019. Now, speaking of entertainment, Ray Romano's brother Richard, who was the inspiration for Brad Garrett's character Robert on the hit TV sitcom Everybody Loves Raymond. Before he was the butt of his brother's jokes, Robert Romano was an NYPD sergeant in the Bronx. Former Valley Stream resident and Brothers McMullen actor turned director Edward Burns' father, uncle, and five of his cousins were members of the New York City Police Department. You have to wonder if his cop family has to be in his films. Three-time Daytime Emmy winner Martha Byrne is married to a retired NYPD sergeant. RoboCop actress Nancy Allen grew up in the Pelham Bay section of the Bronx, and her father Eugene was an NYPD lieutenant. Then you have adult film actress and former Bronx resident Linda Lovelace, a.k.a. Linda Susan Borman, was the daughter of John Borman, a New York City patrolman. And before he became the Incredible Hulk, Lou Ferrigno grew up in an NYPD household. His father, Matt Ferrigno, was an NYPD lieutenant. So as you can see, there's plenty of NYPD members with famous relatives. So for more behind-the-scenes NYPD stories, be sure to pick up a copy of my new book, NYPD, Presumption and Dysfunction. Still, every damn night, still, every damn night.
This is I Am, and their new hit, Relationships.
The way it is, or is it just the with it in the relationship.
Phone number, you get to be the media. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. Walter M. Sterling, every damn Sunday night.
10 years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Copeland.
And there we are, headed for the great shift, the great time of day to work. It's our time.
Midnight misfits, you might Sterling every damn night.
And when your grandmother was 8, this was her favorite song.
Hooray, hurrah, it's Winch O'Mahony time, and Winch O'Mahony time is time for fun. Winch!
Hooray, hurrah, we're glad everybody's here. Come on, let us give a cheer for everyone. Knock, ready in your places, put on those happy faces. You gotta yell and tell them where you are.
Hip, hip, hooray!
Hurrah! Now what's the secret password?
Scotty, waddy, doo-doo.
Scotty, waddy, doo-doo.
Scotty, waddy, doo-doo-da.
Just showered with a new kind of soap. New Lifebuoy Mint Refresher. A soap so loaded with mint, so tangy, so frosty, it drives wives wicked. Every bar of new Lifebuoy Mint Refresher contains the essence of 125 mint leaves. The soap has never smelled this good before, and neither have you. New Lifebuoy Mint Refresher drives wives wicked.
All right, Midnight Misfits, welcome. If you want to be a Midnight Misfit, go to Walter Sterling Show. WalterSterlingShow.com and click Midnight Misfit, and there you will see a membership card. You can download and print out a membership card right now for free. WalterSterlingShow.com. Marty Miller, East Meadow, New York, works on the Long Island Railroad. Marty Miller, our buddy, our official railroad guy. Midnight Misfit. Jonathan and Suzanne Thompson of Rochester, Minnesota. Sam Chappies of Longhorn, Pennsylvania. Nick Thomas, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Richard, I got to put on my glasses. It's not a hard name to say unless you're blind. Richard Galamo, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on KDKA. Joel Tuckman, Philadelphia. Norma Willard, St. Clair, Minnesota. These are the Midnight Misfits, and we welcome you. This, finally, you got a place. The legendary Keith Mortensen used to work for UPS, drove an 18-wheeler for years, lived in a suburb of Philadelphia. Now he lives the life you want in Florida. Built his own house on his own lot across from the water. Building a community from scratch. Keith, I guess that makes you head of the Homeowners Association automatically. Do you get to be head of the Homeowners Association? Because for all this nonsense about where our great president is sending in troops, the National Guard, best I can tell, mostly they need to go to Homeowners Association meetings. That's where there's real trouble. Every single head of the HOA is named Karen, and they're all a pain in the butt. Janine Plaskin, Malika Hill, New Jersey, Amber Falkert, Kansas City, Kansas, not even Kansas City, Missouri. Mark Allman, Galloway, New Jersey. Where's the other sheet that I was looking for? We have many, many Midnight Misfits, and this is where we belong. This is finally a place that understands us. Because you and I are working now. Do you see many people around? No. You're a truck driver, an 18-wheeler. You pull over to that Love truck stop, and especially on a night like this, you open the truck door, you open your cab door, and that rush of a little bit of spring and a little Christmas in the air, and you know you've got it just right. The temperature in the cabin is exactly where you want it. The glow of the lights is warm, inviting, and you're in charge. You and I love working at this time because we're in charge. There's no manager with you in the truck. There's no observer. You're a pilot. You're flying a commercial airliner right now. This is the best time of day to fly. Is there anything sweeter than flying over a major city right about now? Sydney, Australia, Los Angeles, Sacramento, Portland, Maine, Washington, D.C., New York City, the southern part of Florida. The lights are so beautiful on a night like this. No clouds, no rain, no trouble. It's just remarkable, the opportunities that we have if we just take a moment and exhale and enjoy it. And then there are these people who are put on earth to make our lives hell. There's a publication called Tollway News. It is a daily publication to the toll road industry where they advertise things like how to get better toll collection machines and how to fight city councils. But they also give out awards. You won't believe these awards. Maine Turnpike sees significant drop in Canadian customer travel. This is in the Tollway News. There's fresh evidence that significant numbers of Canadians are avoiding travel to the U.S. this year. The Maine Turnpike Authority reported on the basis of license plate data sampling that the average daily volume of Canadian motorists using its system was 1,339 from May to August. That was it. Representing a year-over-year drop of nearly 44%. Wow. They recorded 14,000 EasyPass transactions by Canadians in June and July, an 18% decrease from 2024. In a news release, the MTA, the Maine Turnpike Authority, noted that the declines contrast with overall volume, pointing out there was a slight increase in traffic year-to-date. The authority noted that the dwindling number of Canadian customers represents a very small percentage of overall traffic on their turnpike. Now get this. The International Bridge, Tunnel, and Turnpike Association, they have an association of people who collect these tolls. An association, IBTTA. They announced the recipients of, you ready? The 2025 Toll Excellence Awards and Outreach Opportunity. The association's annual awards program recognizes innovation and best practices in the global tolling and road use charging industry. They give out awards. Like, for example, the Illinois Tollway. In the administration and finance category for a transitional duty program. They had a transitional duty program. Oh, my God. They give out awards for collecting tolls. Let me repeat. They give out, you know who they are. They're the same people at work who hand out forms. The same people at work that say, no, that benefit doesn't work anymore for you. No, you have to be here 5 years before you can get that benefit. No, I'm sorry, your security tag doesn't work anymore. You're going to have to talk to George, which means you're about to be fired. The toll way daily, 7 days a week, 3, 4, 10 pages of news about the tollways around the world. They talk to each other, my friend. There's no escape. If the guys who collect the tolls are talking to each other, we have no escape. This is as though the HR people around the world all communicated with each other.
I want to be the first company that has no HR. They produce nothing. They monitor our words. They tell us what we can and cannot say. They inhibit creativity. If it's just recruiting, fine, do that. But do not get in my business and tell us how we have to talk about things, what we can say, what words are acceptable and what words are not. It's terrible for business.
Walter Sterling makes your evening weird.
Live, 17 past the hour. I have a phone number. It's 855-839-1210. I do this show so you and I get to talk. And you can participate in a live stream and go on your own channel right now. Call the number, 855-839-1210. Walter M. Sterling, every damn Sunday night.
I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. This week, to start Florida Stories, we have to go back to Hollandale Beach, where the mayor was featured on Florida Stories for saying this.
Or see where my earned income came from last year. Was it getting my sphincter bleached? Is that what I earned my income for?
Probably.
Now, that would be you and your family business. Sphincter bleaching is a very up-and-coming business.
Fast forward a couple months. Can you believe these crazy kids still aren't getting along? This is the girl he was fighting with previously.
A man that a month ago sat here and dared to talk about my private parts, sponsoring the proclamation for domestic violence. Wow. That's like Hitler. That's like Hitler having a proclamation for Jews.
Boy, that escalated quickly. And you never go full Hitler. Why? Because you open yourself up to Hitler shaming.
But as a Jew, to listen to you sit here and compare anyone to Hitler makes me sick to my stomach.
That's pretty good, but hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go to Cocoa, Florida. Pay attention to the details on this report.
Dolores Rogers says she was sound asleep when it happened. Somebody broke in after 1 a.m, walked into her bedroom, and smashed a heavy vase over her head.
But it sounded like a loud noise, like a gun. I didn't see nobody.
After the attack, she ran across the street to her mother's house, where they called for help.
Somebody done hit my daughter or something like that. Somebody
done hit me. They had to hit you hard. For the break.
The intruder left without taking anything.
All right, let's recap this in normal people language. A guy breaks into an old lady's house, smashes a vase on her head, doesn't steal anything, and just leaves.
The intruder left without taking anything.
But it has everything. That also has the audio from the 911 call. They hit me in the head. They hit me in the head.
Somebody done hit my daughter or something. Somebody done hit me in the head.
But the thing that's most Florida about this is what could possibly be this guy's motivation? He hates ceramics? All right, that's pretty weird. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
We have a Florida police officer charged with selling drugs right out of his squad car. Bonifay Police Department, located in the Florida Panhandle, an officer is reported to have been arrested for selling opioids out of his marked squad car while in uniform. If these are the cops, that explains a lot. It gets worse. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
An Alabama police chief allegedly fondled himself in front of girls in Panama City Beach. The guy's name's Billy. 4 counts of disorderly conduct. And he's at some resort just running around with his hands down his pants staring at chicks. But here it is again. A guy who in his home state is a pillar of the community. He's literally the police chief. Goes to Florida. Turns into a monster. And I think I saved the worst for last here. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our final installment on Florida stories, we're going down to Stuart, Florida. And just as interesting as the story itself is the reporting on the story. Let me read you the headline from Treasure Coast newspapers. Smoking device extracted from place where sun doesn't shine. It's literally in the headline. Listen to the first paragraph here. A woman accused of pulling a smoking device from a place not often associated with smoking was arrested, according to an affidavit. About 2 a.m., police went to some apartments on a call for women fighting. The woman is reported to have been seen pulling down her shorts. And the report says she's 52. Isn't that a little old to be stashing a crack pipe in your lady pocket?
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What is it?
Florida Stories is produced by Spring Rock. I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Lesbians in space, Sterling every damn night.
But do you think lesbians will watch this show?
Yeah. They will watch 10 seasons of heterosexuality if we promise them that in season 11, 2 women breathe near each other.
Sterling every damn night from sea to shining sea.
All right, Walter M. Sterling at 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. I give you out my phone number because it's a call-in talk show. And I've raised so many hot issues tonight, like a frightening amount of hot issues.
This, my friend, is not a hit.
What?
This, my friend, is not a hit.
Yeah. I have explained that what nobody had the guts to say last week, when there was all sorts of trouble with Julie Messino, the CEO of Cracker Barrel, nobody said, oh, by the way, in my opinion, Cracker Barrel is not very good. It hasn't been very good. Anytime I've gone to Cracker Barrel, it's because everything else is closed. For me, in my opinion, the seats are uncomfortable, floor is a little dirty, menu's a little thin, and I was raised in the Northeast. What do we know about biscuits and gravy? You know, business and gravy. What? Business and gravy. One of the things I have often mentioned is that every time you and I go on I-80, the 101, 90, the 4, anytime we go on these major interstates, what do we run into? Construction. And yet you look around, and most of the time you see you're the only car in the desolate parts of the state, which is most parts of any state. There's no one around, and yet there are 5 miles of cones saying, pull over to the left, exceed the speed limit, fines double, men working. Okay, but there's no one around. But wait a minute, the road looks fine. How many times have you looked at it and said, you know, the road really looks fine? Then today I see a World Heritage Foundation report that the Appian Way, one of the original Roman roads that was built over 2,000 years ago, is just fine. Still in use. Many of the Roman roads, especially those in England, are still in use. There's no problem. They're happy to work on it. You know, they're happy to let you go. It's part of the World Heritage Foundation. These things have been here for 2,000 years and they work fine. No need for any major repairs. Why does I-80... the 101, the 5, why do they need major repairs all the time? All the time. And then I thought there must be another economy at work.
Just one thing. You know I can't be perceived to lose face, right? So, Bloomfield and the paving union, It's my asking price. Congratulations.
Yeah, there must be another economy at work.
Just one thing. I mean, you know I can't be perceived to lose face, right?
No.
So, Bloomfield and the paving union. It's my asking price. Congratulations.
Sterling every damn Sunday.
More than just the headlines. Sterling every damn night.
Wow, look at you. Look at you. Here we are, 36 past the hour, Walter M. Sterling live on giant radio stations. A lot of executives didn't really think it through. They said, well, we'll just put it on. What are the gayest things that a man can do? You better listen to me carefully because I know you. This is a list of things that are very gay. The gayest things a man can do. You ready? Close the refrigerator door with his hips. Have a birthday week. Talk to a dog with a baby voice. Run for a train or bus. I'm really glad about one of those. There are more. I'll share with them in a second about the gayest things a man can do. About, I don't know, 8 years ago, I started to have friends, straight and gay, saying, well, today, this is my birthday week. What the hell are you talking about? Are you 9 years old? What do you mean a birthday week? Last week was my birthday, which was Wednesday. That was my birthday. Never did I think, oh, I'm having a birthday week. I'm going to do something each day. First of all, I don't think an adult has the right to be that selfish. 18, 21, 65. You want to have a birthday week, pick one of those days. Make it one of those major dates. But what do you do? I had a friend who said, yeah, my wife's having her birthday week. I'm like, what do you mean you're having? What do you mean? What are you going to do for her whole week? Well, we got all sorts of things planned. You're crazy. First of all, no other adults want to participate in your wife or your birthday week. It's just, are you kidding me? To me, it's just pathetic. Pathetic. Lay on your stomach while on the phone. These are other things that men can do that are very gay. Wiggling your feet from side to side. Post on LinkedIn. Eat something with a spoon. Take a selfie. Vape. Have more than three friends. Believe in 11/11. Use Apple Pay. More than three friends. I believe that every year that we get older, we lose friends. When you had your most friends in ninth grade, that was the most friends you were ever going to have, were in ninth grade. And then you went to high school, and some of them dropped off. Then you went to tech school, or in your case, you opened a business, and you're very rich. Congratulations. But every year we lose friends. I can comfortably say that right now, Lee Harris and Carol Harris are my best friends. Lee and Carol Harris are my best friends. I had a wonderful dinner with them this week. It was fun. They're in radio. They know radio things. They'd look and listen to my show and they'd say,
"This, my friend, is not a hit."
That. They knew if something was a hit or not. Very sweet people, kind as could be, generous in too many ways, and I'm grateful to them. And then I'm starting to think, well, who are my other friends? And the truth is that, gee, I don't know, about 6 years ago, I lost a bunch of them. Not because of anything I said to them or told them, but because I'm on this radio station, they imagined who I voted for, and they didn't like that. I never told them who I voted for. I've never told you who I voted for because it's none of your damn business. The beauty of our system is what? It is sacred and secret. We don't get shot, as in China, for voting for the wrong person or not voting. that someplace, isn't it? They build those spectacular buildings and bridges, but if you say anything against the regime, you're shot. It's really something. But a number of them, a number of my ex-friends, some of them for years, since college, high school, some of them for years decided that we couldn't be friends because of who they imagined I had voted for. Can you? It's crazy. And you know people like this who decided that you or people you know voted for the wrong person and therefore they couldn't be friends. But what did that say? What does that actually mean? It means that the person you hate who was elected has decided who your friends are. Is that what you want? That's who decided who your friends are. And I love this woman.
What advice do you have for single people?
Settle immediately.
Settle for less.
The bar needs to be low and drop it even lower, okay? Enough with all the pickiness.
And what are we wearing today? We got Lulebe, we got...
Vianney. Hello.
Vianney, okay.
More matchmaking brand. Okay, whatever.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. I'm wearing whatever.
And
it doesn't really matter. The shades, I know, Celine, I think. New season, I'm not keeping track.
You're the bougie bitch.
I'm not. No, what? This is nothing. This is a weekend off.
All right.
But I'm here to remind everybody, every single person, you're single for a reason. It's time to settle.
Yeah.
Stop wasting time.
Good night and goodbye, guys.
I have a phone number. It's 855-839-1210. You and I can talk at any time live. Something you've been very anxious to talk about. I've been very anxious to talk about an embarrassing opportunity I take advantage of, which I call noble vacations. Vacations where I take time off, and I'm very happy taking the time off. But other people think I'm not in Bermuda. They think I'm doing something proud and patriotic or good for the community. And to me, the ultimate noble vacation is jury duty. Jury duty's great. Oh, poor Walter. He has to do jury duty. Did he complain? No, he didn't complain. He didn't complain. Really? He likes it? I don't know if he likes it or not, but he took it. And the reason I love jury duty, I have my phone. They let you use your phone. You're doing something everybody thinks is very noble. Usually, the courtrooms are in a part of the city that you don't normally go to. Therefore, there are exotic restaurants. There's exotic food, and they give you like a two-hour lunch. The other thing is most people who've never done jury duty don't realize that you may be called. You may have to be there at 10 a.m. Very often, they have enough people, they'll let you go at 11. And you've already taken 2 weeks off. It's possible you only have to do it for 2 or 3 days. No need to tell anybody that, because you're still going to get a check. I love jury duty. Oh, Walter, it's so good you're doing that. Yes, yes, it is. This weekend, I had one of my noble vacations. A plane was 7 and 8 hours late, and I'm sitting at LaGuardia, which is a magnificent airport in New York. Oh, my God. They finally did something right. The crooks at the Port Authority finally did something right, and they did a terrific renovation. Why would I want to leave? Delicious grilled cheese sandwiches. Make them right there. From a dairy that makes the cheese in Manhattan. It's incredible. Real newspapers, 2, 3, 4 newspapers dated that day, not like some regional Midwest newspaper. It was great. And everybody said, oh, poor Walter, he's stuck there. It's the plane's late. Believe me, I didn't want to be on a plane. There were thunderheads coming through. Jet black clouds coming through. I'm just sitting there happy as could be. 7, 8 hours, nothing to do, feet up. And the best thing they did at LaGuardia is they put an outlet, an AC outlet at every chair. And there's no problem charging the phone. Oh, my God, it was incredible. And then, of course, when I saw my family, oh, I wish I could have been home sooner. I'm so sorry. It was a long wait, yes. And but I'm really glad I didn't get killed on the plane. It would have been very ugly, on and on and on and on, right? Do you have a noble vacation? Oh, another one that I do. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. Something you do that is a great vacation for you can just be a half a day, but the rest of the world thinks you're being wonderful. One of the other snippets of vacation I take is I'll pull the car into the garage, into the driveway, and just sit there. I'll pull it in and just sit there. I listen to the radio. I've got the air conditioner on extra cool. I do that often. Because they're not really, is he home? Where is he? And then they're looking around for me. They don't know where I am. Who would just sit in the car? My father would just sit in the car. My grandfather would just sit in the car. They'd all just sit in the car.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You'd think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream.
Walter Sterling. Sterling every damn Sunday.
The people of Walmart Sterling every damn night.
Jacob Gomez, left-handed pitcher for the wonderful affiliate of the Atlanta Braves, played at Old Dominion College on his way to being a huge, huge star. And he visited Walmart, which we do, don't we? And he got caught up in what gets a lot of shoplifters. You see, Mr. Gomez was arrested for shoplifting. And what did he steal? Baseball cards. Yes, baseball cards. He's playing professional baseball. He's doing great. He's on his way to becoming a gazillionaire, yet now does not have a team. Who wants Grand Theft baseball card on your pitching staff? I know I don't, but who am I? There was a, years ago, there was a manager for the New York Yankees named Billy Martin, who once got into a fist fight at a Ramada in the bar with a marshmallow salesman for about two decades. Billy Martin was pelted by marshmallows wherever he went. Baseball cards can be quite a lucrative side hustle. But I'm guessing if Mr. Gomez gets to the bigs, people will be flipping their baseball cards at him. Do yourself a favor. No matter how tempting it is when you go to Walmart, don't steal. There's cameras everywhere, especially if you're a person who's in the public eye. If your job is to be a wonderful representation of a media company, of a baseball team, professional college athlete, something like that, yeah, don't steal. You're going to get caught. And when you get caught, you're likely going to lose your job. And as we often say, if you're going to commit shoplifting, do it as a team. Bring a couple of people with you and get it done that way. You're going to be so much happier and much more likely to succeed. But sadly, probably Mr. Gomez was just tempted by fate and lost his chance to be a gazillionaire. For the people of Walmart, this is Velo Hool, Sterling every damn night.
Sterling, Sterling, every damn night. No, no one you know makes better radio. And
And you know Sterling, Sterling is live from the laundry room. If the noise level gets higher, it's probably just the dryer.
Now, I've got a great recipe from JB Bakery in Burlington, New Jersey, by the chef, by the owner, the baker, for chocolate chip cookies. You want these. It's simple. They taste great. Unlike anything you've had before, spectacular. All, if you want the recipe, just send me a note, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. It's not a cooking show. I just know that from time to time, you actually like to demonstrate that you have a skill, because I don't really see it. But there it is. You can bake these cookies. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Then, if you want this jingle, and this jingle, if you want this piece of audio,
doing for other people what's appreciated. They need to be appreciated a lot.
Men so need to be appreciated a lot. If you give a man a thank you, it's like giving a woman a bouquet of flowers. The thank you to a man has the same impact on him as a bouquet of flowers has on a woman. Would you like that piece of audio? It might be useful in, I don't know, somebody's relationship. Saying it for a friend. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. I will actually send you that MP3 file. Then, if you want to be an official Midnight Misfit, we have so much going on. Go to WalterSterlingShow.com and click on Midnight Misfit. Here's the other thing. I'm on every night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Every night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. And you can hear it on the Audacy app, audacy.com. The greatest gift that you and I can receive is a request for help.
Now the credit roll for Sterling Every Damn Night, featuring the extreme talent of Dave Scott, Thea Landon, Charles Van Zandt, Peter Thiel, Dan and Becky Gaffney, Dave Iger, Sean Serino, Father James Drucker, Jill Brooke, Steve and Selena, Alexander Castiles, David Gargaroff, Gene Stalker, Vic Ferrari, starring Walter Sterling, and I'm your announcer, James Copeland, a KWMDS production.